Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The voting goes on in New Hampshire. Correspondent Donald Border says the first results from this year's leadoff primary came in very early this morning.
The six registered voters in Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, cast their ballots at 12 a.m., and the four registered Republicans and two undeclared all voted for Nikki Haley. In some previous elections, a couple of other tiny New Hampshire towns also voted at 12 a.m. But this year, Dixville Notch went it alone.
And former President Trump at a rally in Laconia, making light of the numerous legal obstacles that have been thrown in his path.
I've been indicted more than Al Capone.
Nikki Haley talking with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt.
I have always said that I was going to support the Republican nominee because anybody is better than a President Kamala Harris. I stand by that, but I have every intention to win this race.
Democrats are also holding a primary. President Biden's name is not on the ballot, but many of New Hampshire's top Democrats are backing a write-in campaign that they say they expect Biden to handily win. The U.S. and Britain have carried out another, a series of airstrikes on Houthi rebel targets in Yemen.
The targets included missile systems, launchers, air defense systems, radars, and what were described as a deeply buried underground weapons storage site, which contained more advanced weapons.
The BBC's David Willis. A divided Supreme Court is allowing, at least for the time being, federal agents to keep cutting the razor wire installed by Texas along the southern border. It's aimed at securing the border against deadly drugs and a flood of illegal aliens. On Wall Street, the Dow down 71 points, and NASDAQ is up 35 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-320-7171. That's 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171.
This KMTK News Flash, powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. Persistent fog and steady rain made for a messy Monday throughout the Vegas Valley, with Harry Reid International Airport being the worst in the nation for flight cancellations and delays. Website FlightAware reports Reid Airport had 291 delayed takeoffs, 41 flights canceled yesterday, along with 350 delayed landings, 41 canceled touchdowns. Lee Canyon reported 1 inch of snow yesterday. That's on top of 2 inches that fell overnight Saturday. The resort has now gotten 35 inches of snow so far this year. Meanwhile, the cold weather has been keeping our gas prices down, with the national average at its lowest level since 2021. GasBuddy.com reports gas inventories are also 8% above the same time last year, another reason the prices are staying low. Energy experts say, though, gas prices here on the West Coast, they could soon go up as refineries begin the transition from winter fuel blends to the costlier warm weather mixture. The average price for a gallon of regular gas here in Las Vegas yesterday, $3.77, 15 cents cheaper than the same time last year. And baby boomers own most of the homes here in southern Nevada and are, in fact, adding to that ownership rate. Home builder Taylor Morrison reports boomers, the folks born between the end of World War II and the mid-60s, they bought 39% of the homes last year, followed by Gen Xers at 26%. Now, while baby boomers make up just 19% of the population here in Las Vegas, they own 36% of the homes. Home buyers over the age of 55 have also been on the rise since the Great Recession in 2008. They owned 44% of the homes back then. They now own 54% as of 2021. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Start your mornings right, live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
KMCQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
We want to allow a little extra time as you head out. A lot of wet roads around the valley. In fact, all of them probably at this point. As far as accidents go, getting reports of one on Summerlin Parkway eastbound after Town Center Drive. All clear finally on 95 as well as I-15 and 215. East side wreck at Boulder Highway and Russell Road, and also still clearing up one on the east side on Desert Inn, just east west of Eastern. That's at DI and Burnham. The rain is going to last throughout the day. Should clear up by tonight, and you got a chance of showers returning by Thursday. And today's highs in the low to mid-50s, 50 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him...
Check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga...
Can I just say that of all the idiots... In all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, live and local. Good to have you with us on this Tuesday, January 23rd. It is Election Day in New Hampshire. We're going to talk more about that and everything going on around the Republican nomination for President of the United States. We will have a visit from Donald J. Trump coming up this weekend. We'll talk about that. And we also have Kamala Harris is going to be coming to town. We will talk about that as well, because guess who's with us? I'm so excited. Megan Barth, the editor-in-chief of thenevadaglobe.com. Megan, how you been? You've been busy.
Well, I have been a little bit busy, yes. It's just after the holidays, it just kind of starts to tick up again, and here we are, election season, crazy season, as I call it, silly season.
It is truly the silly season. What do you make of what's going on in New Hampshire? Nikki Haley is saying there are going to be some surprises, and she's there to win. Donald J. Trump has a healthy, healthy lead in the polling. What do you make of what's going on there?
Well, I make what's going on there exactly what happened in Iowa and what's likely going to happen in South Carolina and Nevada. I don't think Nikki Haley is going to win her home state, especially after Trump in New Hampshire at his rally the other day had basically every executive representative from North Carolina endorsing him and rallying for him in New Hampshire. So, you know, Trump is going to be the nominee, whether you like it or not, whether people support him or not, he is going to be the nominee, especially after this past week of all of the endorsements that were kind of flooding in, including endorsements from our governor, Joe Lombardo, Lieutenant Governor Stavros Anthony, and the list goes on and on, Tom Cotton, et cetera, Marco Rubio. What you are seeing now is unity within the Republican Party getting behind the leader of the party, and that is Donald Trump.
Why am I being told that we don't have unity, that there is a 20% of the Republican population that will not vote for Donald J. Trump? Is that true or false?
That might be true. But, you know, I'm talking about unity from the Republican Party perspective. You know, Donald Trump is going to have a lot to do to bring unity to the voters. You have the Donald Trump base, which is loyal. They're not going anywhere. And then you have, of course, the independents that he is going to have to swing to his favor. You know, there might be 20%, but I would say that that number is probably larger for Joe Biden. Joe Biden's popularity, as I wrote last week at a new poll, I believe it was an ABC Ipsos poll, you know, Joe Biden has the lowest approval rating than any president at this point in his term in history. He's only liked by 33% of the people. I don't know that I've met any of those people. I just really haven't. And I talked to a lot of people, and I just haven't really found anybody within that 30% that think Biden's doing a bang-up great job. But according to that poll, 33% like the job he's doing. Which, you know, Kevin, honestly, when you look at different polling, no matter what the polling is, there's only 30% of approximately of people that you just kind of scratch your head and say, really? Like, what are you talking about?
Well, KK, can I tell you, though, it reinforces all the talk about Michelle Obama. Wayne Allen Root, our mutual friend, has been talking about this for about a year, that he thinks it's going to be Michelle Obama that's the nominee. What do you make of this Michelle Obama stuff?
Well, I think anything's possible, and I certainly think that she would be a bigger threat than Biden, but I don't understand how everyone's just ignoring Kamala Harris. You know, I mean, if anybody were to, you know, traditionally be in line for the presidency, it would be the vice president. But when you, of course, look at Kamala Harris's numbers, I think they're lower than Biden's, you know, which is very difficult to do. But it's amateur hour with Kamala Harris. If anybody wants to talk about a diversity hire, I think Kamala Harris is the perfect example of that. She lacks merit, she lacks talent, and she lacks popularity and ability. And the list goes on.
Do you think that Joe Biden will be the nominee of the Democrat Party when they go to the convention? Tough one.
I know. Personally, I think that, you know, accidents happen every day. And I think Joe Biden is highly accident prone. So if the powers that be decide that Joe Biden basically has a snowball's chance in hell of winning the election, then I think, you know, he'll probably, you know, trip over the dog if the dog is still there and kind of is biting everybody. He'll trip over the dog. You know, he'll bump his head. He'll develop like some sort of water on the brain or just blood on the brain, something. Right. And an accident will prevent him from going the distance. But that's just my personal
Will he voluntarily disembark, or will he be thrown overboard?
I don't think Joe Biden voluntarily does anything, including, you know, basically getting up in the morning. I think all of this is just an absolute ruse. I think that he is so overly handled in order to accomplish the simplest of tasks that there is really nothing voluntary about Joe Biden. So I don't see him voluntarily leaving because his decision making is simply not coherent.
So they toss him overboard?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the government shot Kennedy. You know, so I mean, anything can happen, right? I mean, the government got rid of Kennedy. So, you know, it's not like it hasn't been done before.
Wow. Closer to home, we had a Senate debate up in Reno last week. And were you there?
We had a new junior reporter covering it, and I was unable to attend, so we've got Ariel Van Cleve. She's a UNR journalism student and photojournalism student. So she was there covering it and taking pictures, and she did just a great job.
How do you size up that race? I mean, that's it's getting to be a little bit crowded.
It's very crowded. I think there is, let's see, there was 7 at the debate, and then there was 2 missing, so there's 9 that have lined up to beat Jackie Rose and Dr. Jeff Gunter, and Captain Sam Brown did not go to the debate. But what it takes is money. I mean, that's the bottom line. A majority of the candidates that were at the debate have not raised the money needed to Jackie Rosen's close to, I think it's $9 or $10 million at this point. And so they're going to need money. Races take money. Elections take money. So we'll see what happens. But I don't think we're going to see, 9 candidates stick around for too much longer.
It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. You wrote about Governor Joe Lombardo that he is asking the Biden administration to ditch to deep six the EV mandates. First of all, can you explain what the EV mandates are in general terms?
Oh, sure. Yes. The EV mandates passed by Joe Biden require that 2 out of every 3 cars produced produced at least, are electric. And I believe that time is by 2035, which is not necessarily achievable when you look at the infrastructure related to electric vehicles. We just simply don't have it. And a good example of how we don't have it came out of Chicago last week, as Chicago plunged into below freezing temperatures. And you had dozens just in one area of Chicago, a suburb called Oak Brook, which I grew up not too far from, they were stranded. The EV stations, the electric vehicle Tesla charging stations, could not work in the cold. So when EV drivers were driving up to these stations to charge their cars, they couldn't get a charge. So their vehicles were simply just abandoned. So it was like a Tesla graveyard in sub-freezing temperatures. And this is the problem with electric vehicles. If you like that your home is nice and toasty this winter, well, think coal, because coal is actually operating and heating your home. It's not coming from solar power. So we see a problem with not only the infrastructure related to EVs not being available, but the infrastructure that is available, like at these EV charging stations, doesn't always work, especially in the cold temperatures in areas of the country. So Joe Lombardo joined, I think it was 15 other governors, and asked that the Biden administration roll back the mandates due to the prohibitive costs of electric vehicles to consumers at this point, due to the lack of infrastructure, and also due to the reliance on China, our largest geopolitical enemy, for the natural resources that are required, like mining lithium, to produce and sustain these electric vehicles. So the letter was very clear, based on those 3 reasons, to say, look, we're not going to be ready by 2035. Automobile manufacturers aren't going to be ready by 2035 to convert a majority of 2 out of 3 vehicles to electric.
Well, and the fact is, you've got Ford Motor Company, which is pulling back on production of EVs. You've got other manufacturers are taking it in the chin sales-wise. People don't want these things.
Correct. Yeah, and that's another point that Lombardo and others made in the letter, is like, let the American people dictate the market based on what they want. What a concept. Instead of federally mandating this pipe dream, and a very expensive one at that. Your average EV, if you want to enter into the market, still is over $40,000. And these costs, and then, of course, you have to have either your house outfitted with the power needed to charge the electric vehicle, which is not cheap. The electric cost associated with operating the electric vehicle that you would absorb in your monthly electric bill, and you and I know, as NV Energy customers, our costs are skyrocketing for Simple Energy and electric. So, and those costs are skyrocketing, by the way, not because necessarily that NV Energy is an evil company, but Governor Sisolak and the Democratic majority basically mandated the same type of regulations following the Biden administration of the conversion to green electricity. So, you know, the power company has to react just like the federal government, just like consumers have to react to what the federal government does. And that always, when the federal government moves, usually things get more expensive and people react. Now, I'm looking at, for example, a heating bill or electric bill this month, and it has not been necessarily a cold winter here in northern Nevada, of over $150. I've got my heat set at, if you want to call it that, set at 62 degrees. I did an experiment. I thought, okay, well, what if I, you know, cut back from 68 and I go down to 62? What will my electric bill be? It's still going to be over $150. I hate to see what my bill would be if it was like a comfortable temperature of 68 or higher. So we've seen drastic increased costs on electricity. Imagine plugging an electric vehicle. Our costs would just increase exponentially according to how much power we'd use to power that electric vehicle.
Wow. Wow. Speaking of wow, the former president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, is going to be in town on Saturday, 1 o'clock, the Big League Dreams, Las Vegas, over on East Washington. You've had what, two, maybe three interviews with the former president. You going to get a chance to visit with him when he gets to town?
We'll see. I don't know that I'll interview him for this rally. I do hope he's going to return. The rumors are, at least, he's going to return for the caucus on the 6th or 7th of February. So he might do two swings through Nevada, but that's to be determined. I'll certainly reach out. I think there's a lot to talk about at this point, more so than there was even after the last time I interviewed him, which was right after the Republican Jewish convention. So there's a lot more to talk about, especially as he's leading now and has received all these endorsements, and he'll likely sweep New Hampshire today. We'll find out. But then Nevada's next. And again, it's the primary versus the caucus in Nevada, but the only way you can vote for Donald Trump is at the caucus on February 8th. And if you want to vote for Nikki Haley or none of the above, you can vote via mail with your ballot on February 6th. And yes, you can vote in both.
Let me ask you, and I've only got a couple of minutes left, do you sense that there is a big red wave brewing in our state? Do you get a sense in talking with people and looking at polling that Republicans are going to have a good election cycle?
Well, that's what we were told in 2022, and the red wave was more like a red trickle, never really materialized. But I think we're at obviously a different point than we were in 2022, where things have gotten much worse. No matter what Biden and the administration says about inflation, Nevadans are still paying over $13,000 extra a year in taxes due to Joe Biden. An extra $13,000 a year. That's the average Nevadan.
That's incredible.
So, you know, an extra $1,000 a month coming out of your pocket is noticeable, and it makes people angry. And so you see a lot of talk going on about, wow, people are really realizing that things weren't that bad under Trump. Did they like his tweets? No. Maybe did they vote for him in 2020? No. But they certainly are changing their mind and coming around. And I think that, as I said earlier at the top of the show, Donald Trump must court the independents. The independents in Nevada especially are, if they don't have a slight majority in registered voters, they're certainly close to it. So we've seen a growing surge in independent voters in Nevada. We don't really know why. We don't know if there is, because when you go to the DMV, you're automatically registered to vote, and some people don't pick necessarily their preference. But we're seeing also an increase in Republican voters in certain commission districts in certain assembly and Senate districts throughout the state. So we are seeing an uptick in those local races of registered voters, and some significant swings towards Republicans. So even though the Democrats gerrymandered the state into a supermajority, Joe Biden certainly is not doing them any favors and is dragging down some of those majority holds due to his unpopularity.
Megan, if folks want to find out more about what you're writing about, what you're investigating, where can they go?
They can go to thenevadaglobe.com, excuse me, or follow us on Twitter or Facebook at Nevada Globe.
Stay
or
warm.
Instagram. I forget we have Instagram.
Oh, it can't. Oh, yeah, Instagram too.
Can't forget Instagram.
Megan, you stay warm and dry up there, and we will talk with you again soon.
Okay, Kevin, I look forward to it. Thank you.
We'll talk to her again, of course, next Tuesday morning right here. And we'll be getting ever closer. We'll be getting ever closer to the primary and caucus, February 6th and 8th. We'll talk about the presidential appearance coming up this Saturday here in town. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Tuesday edition, Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show. It could be the end of the Republican primary season. Donald Trump trying to end Nikki Haley's hopes in New Hampshire.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job, and I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license. How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Guten Tag. This is meine Auto. Und this is meine Key. Und I only trust one place with meine Key. Meine Key Car Care. They are so transparent with e-inspection, which shows photos of the problem und the fix. Meine Key is my favorite part of America. And my second favorite part? The cowboys and the horses. Remember, I only trust Meine Key with Meine Key. A one-stop shop for total car care.
Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
It's Kevin,
Danny,
and Greg,
your host on After Close the Mortgage Show.
Brought to you by GFL Capital.